Today's question is about clearing sinuses. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. We're in beautiful Beacon Hill Park in Victoria, BC today, and we're surrounded by ducks and gulls and peacocks and all sorts of fun animals. And we have a question from Sandra today, and she says, Melissa, do you have any idea for clearing the sinuses? My passages are permanently half-plugged, it seems, and I think it's because I took some over-the-counter meds for a sinus infection, and it all just stopped. I remember at the time thinking that was probably not good. Anyways, it's all stuck in there. So Sandra, I would definitely check this out with your medical doctor first, since I am a PhD in communications and cultural studies and not a medical doctor. And also, I would recommend working with a naturopathic doctor or a Chinese medicine doctor, maybe especially a naturopathic doctor, because they could probably work with you with diet and food sensitivities that might be causing a mucus buildup in your system and getting everything gummed up in the works there. So definitely work with probably a naturopathic doctor on this one so that you can help get yourself sorted out. For clearing up your sinuses, I highly recommend working with a neti pot. And we've done a few blog posts on this already, so I will link to those in the show notes. And if you're working with a naturopathic doctor, even traditional medical, allopathic medical doctors recommend working with neti pots now if you have any kind of sinus infection. So you just pour water in one side and it comes out the other, a saline solution water, and it clears your sinuses out. So definitely start with that after you've worked with your medical doctor. And there's two blog posts on that in the show notes. Once you have your sinuses all clear, you can practice alternate nostril breathing to keep them clear. And there's a blog post on how to do that as well. We've also filmed two other blog posts today on how to do that. So I'm going to just skip alternate nostril breathing today because there's a plethora of those out there now. What I'm going to show you is that if your sinuses aren't inflamed, one way to keep them clear, another way to keep them clear is Kapalabhati breath. It's a great one to practice. Just to keep that really clear, a very cleansing breath. So the way I like to teach it is to place your hands on your belly and inhale. You take a very strong exhale we'll start with our mouth and then we'll take it to your nose. So you exhale with a ha, ha. And as you ha, you draw your navel back to your spine. Ha, 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 ha. So your exhale is active. Ha. Your inhale, you relax your belly, and you let the inhale come in passively. So, ha, 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 ha. Now, all we're going to do is close your mouth and start doing it through your nose. Ha, ha, ha. And you can do this really gently, too. And this is a kind of fake it till you make it kind of breath. So just practice and it'll come to you. And I'm pretty sure I did a whole episode on Namaste Yoga where we did Kapalabhati in like four different postures in the whole class. So if you did if you go to Google, type melissawest.com/Kapalabhati breath, and you can look how to spell it in the show notes. Then it'll come up and you'll have a whole episode where you can practice it. And you can do it very gently, especially if you have inflammation in your sinuses, so that it doesn't aggravate it. So that's my best advice to you. Neti pot for sure. Get yourself a neti pot, a nice porcelain one. Don't get a plastic one. Make sure you use, this is all in the other blog posts. I don't need to repeat it here. Okay. I'd love to hear your advice for keeping your sinuses unplugged. Leave your suggestions and comments below because this is a really common question. It's probably one of the most frequently asked questions that I get. So leave your comments below. Thanks so much.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.